Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Have you noticed that we have a new format that we're trying to follow here? I'm trying to get to you, the listening audience, whether by radio or we do put these on our webpage, billybrim.org. And so you can listen to the radio broadcast at any time. You can also watch our Monday, Watching the Week in the Light of Bible Prophecy. Now, what we're trying to do right now is get to you as quickly as we can. Things are happening in this earth, and we want to stay close to those that we're communicating with. So on Mondays, you'll be getting an update on what's happening in the world in the Light of Bible Prophecy. And then on the radio broadcast, Tuesday through Friday, we'll try to get to you what we think is of utmost importance for the church to be hearing at that time. Basically, it's the church listening to us on the radio. Who is the church? Well, if you've been listening very long to me, you've heard my potato peeling story that took place in my kitchen in Collinsville, Oklahoma, and back in the 70s, in which God made very plain to me that in the Bible, scriptures can be addressed so that you can rightly divide the word of God to any one of three groups of peoples, the Jews, the nations, or the church. And I was listening one day in my kitchen to a tape that's now been made into a book by Kenneth E. Hagin, and you can get it from Kenneth Hagin Ministries. It's called Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage. And in that, he urged the Bible school students to rightly divide the Word of God, as it says in Timothy, study to show yourself approved, a workman unto God, approved unto God, rightly dividing the Word of truth. And to rightly divide the Scriptures, one of the guidelines he gave us is always notice to whom a scripture is written. And in 1 Corinthians 10:32, we see the scripture, give no one offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Three groups of peoples, Jews, Gentiles, church. It could be said like this, Jews, nations, church, because the Hebrew word first translated Gentiles in the Old Testament is the word goyim, which means nations. So there are three groups of peoples that God has futures for, judgments for. Things are going on in this world right now. There are scriptures addressed to each of these groups. There are the Jews, you know, the flesh Jews. And then there are the nations, the Gentiles. And God has said certain things regarding them. The Jews are now being ingathered back to the promised land, exactly like God promised thousands of years ago. We watch that all the time. The nations, what's happening with them is Jesus said, watch them. He calls them the other trees. And when they come into their prophetic places, then you see and know that that God's hand is on the move and we're about to walk into the time of the visible kingdom of God. Now, also judgments of nations are taking place, and we watch that. But there is a third group that is mentioned, and that third group is made out of the other two. Any Jew, any Gentile can believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, accept him with his mouth as his Lord, and at that moment that person is born again, and they are translated out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God's dear Son. Now, prophetically, something is to be happening in the church. In Ephesians 5:27, it says that we are being made a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle. We will be filled with the glory of the Lord. We will be translated. He comes into us at our new birth. Colossians 1:26, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then we're told in Corinthians 3 that we look into the word of God. And as we look into that word of God, we are as if it were a mirror for the glory of God. We are changed from one degree of glory to the next. Our glorification, dear listeners, will one day change us into the very image of the Christ himself. Bless the Lord. Now, in this church, in the last days, the plan of God is to manifest himself through the church to the world. We see that in Romans where it says the creation is waiting to see the manifestation of the sons of God. That means that we, the church, one body, are to manifest the Lord, manifest our Jesus within us. Manifest Him so that the world can see the glory of God, the works of God, the miracles of God. So, God's plan for us is to make us a glorious being. Now, God's plan for the Jews is to bring them home. There is an enemy, Satan. What does he do? He fights bringing them home. All throughout history, he's tried to kill them all off. Through the Holocaust, the latest thing. Probably the latest things are some of the things we've seen with suicide bombers and things, but in World War II, the Holocaust, the Spanish Inquisition, what the Russian czars did, all throughout history, he's tried to kill the Jews off. Now for the nations, of course, he tries to tempt them from turning to God at all and from the church to keep us, what he wants to do to us to keep us from manifesting the glory of God is to divide us so that we cannot be in unity. One body manifesting him in unity. When Jesus prayed in John chapter 17, he prayed that we would manifest the glory of God. And in that prayer, he said that we may be one so that we can manifest that glory. We are one. There's only one spirit. But the enemy tries to make us look like we are divided. And when he comes, I don't care if he divides a marriage couple, a man and a wife. I don't care if he divides a church and they split right down the middle and go on two sides of town. Maybe not even two sides of town, maybe three or four blocks apart. But the world looks at them. Do they see the glory of God? No, they see the division. In a ministry, and I'm really hitting this with our own ministry, Billy Brim Ministries. I worked for Kenneth Hagin Ministries for years, and every ministry I've ever known, he comes to sow discord so that he can weaken that ministry and keep it from manifesting the glory of God. He tries to divide us from one another. And so in our ministry, we're going to begin something. I'm going to meet with them on July 3rd, and we're going to start a project where we absolutely see if for one little ministry, just the employees that we have, if we could walk in love. I think every marriage should take it as a challenge. I've often seen, and I've said this in when I've married people, I don't perform too many marriages, but when I have performed a wedding ceremony, I always read the love chapter and I always challenge them, because a husband and a wife who would determine that they are going to walk in divine love could have great power in the prayer of agreement. You know how the Bible says that any two of you agree as touching anything they ask in my name, it shall be, ask the Father in my name, Jesus said, it shall be done for them. Any marriage, each marriage is supposed to show Christ and the church to the world. But any marriage, a man and a wife who will determine to walk in love, could come together in the prayer of agreement daily, and they could move in divine power and manifest divine power. Now, we're going to be talking about those things in the next couple of weeks, because what I see for the church is we're about to come into the greatest manifestation of the glory of God that we have ever seen. I'm going to read to you from a prophecy from Kenneth E. Hagin that came in February 1980. He said, "You're right on the verge of the greatest move and manifestation of the Spirit of God that this world has ever seen." You say, well, that was 1980. Did you know that 1,000 years is as a day to the Lord, and a day is as 1,000 years? And 1 hour of God's time equals 42 years of earth time. So 20 years ago has been like half an hour. So about half an hour ago, God said to us, and he kept saying it through Brother Hagin, and he said it through, we're going to read Tommy Hicks' vision one of these days on the radio. He said to us, you are going to have a manifestation of the Holy Spirit through the church. Now he said, in this prophecy, you're right on the verge of the greatest move and manifestation of the Spirit of God that this world has ever seen. You're right on the edge of it, like one standing on the creek bank, about to jump in. And if you will give the more earnest heed unto those things which you have heard, not only those things which you've heard about faith, but things of healing and things of the Holy Spirit and things about angels, you are on the edge of that. Every time I hear that prophetic word come forth from Brother Hagin, and in this, I like this part. He said, the glory of the Lord will be in manifestation. It will flow like a mighty river. The glory of the Lord will be seen on the face of his saints. The glory of God shall shine forth upon men, and they will walk into places of business, and people will fall on their knees and cry out to God, even though this person has said nothing, for the glory of God will shine through them. You will flow in the supernatural as naturally as a bird flies in the air. You will flow in the supernatural as naturally as a fish swims in the water. You will flow in the supernatural as naturally as you breathe the very air. You will not be so conscious of your faith or what's going on around you, but you will be conscious of the flow of the Spirit of God. He will manifest himself and he will accomplish what he desires. For these are the last days and this is the end time. Every single time that I've heard one of these prophecies, it's always talked about how we are to walk in love and walk in the Spirit so that God, and walk in unity, so that God can manifest himself in such a way. Now tomorrow I'm going to be reading to you the Tommy Hicks vision about this great outpouring of the Lord. Now, we want you to have, as a special package offer, a book by Brother Hagin called Love, the Way to Victory. It normally sells for $10, but we are going to offer you that book plus my tape that I made on how to walk in love. There's a how-to to it. It's how I learned to walk in love. And my tape, you specify whether you want it on cassette or CD, but we're going to offer you both the tape and Brother Hagin's book for $10. So write us at Billy Brim Ministries, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. If you can include an offering, it'll be wonderful. That's Box 40, Branson, 65615, or you can telephone us at 1-800-972-3447 and ask for the special radio offer of Brother Hagin's book, Love the Way to Victory, and Billy Brim's teaching on how to walk in love. We also want you to join us. Call up and join us for a special school we're having, where we're going to be looking in August at things in the light of Bible prophecy that are happening all around us. I'm going to be teaching all day long. We'll just take a lunch break. We'll eat together. We'll have the morning and the afternoon session for 1 week, and we'll look at what's happening prophetically. We're going to look to the prophets, especially the book of Ezekiel. Give us a call and join us if you can. And until tomorrow, this is Billy Brim saying Shalom.